Howdy, Patriots, and welcome back to the Daily DOGE Report. Caleb here.
And Grace here.
Your guy is through, well, the swamp of government gobbledygook, always ready with a chuckle, trying to get a clear look at what's really happening.
Absolutely.
We've made it to Season 3, Episode 9, folks. Can you even believe it?
Time flies when you're draining the swamp.
Huh. It sure does. And let me tell you, the deep state better watch out because DOGE is still on the scent. No breaks for them.
That's right, Caleb. It's fantastic to be back with all of you. And forget the doom and gloom the leftists are always, you know, peddling.
Oh, yeah.
We're here to shine a light on some real progress, thanks to folks who actually want to make America great again.
You're here.
So this time, we're doing a deep dive into the data from the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE.
Good old DOGE.
Specifically, we're looking at their whirlwind of activity between April 17th and April 22nd of 2025. A busy few days.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit. DOGE, right? That shining beacon of hope established under the second Trump administration.
By Executive Order 14158.
Exactly. Back in January 25. And it had a really clear mission. Take the tangled mess of federal tech and software.
Which is quite a mess.
Well, understatement. Mm. And whip it into shape for maximum efficiency.
Yeah.
Think of it as maybe Elon Musk trying to fix the DMV. I don't know, but with a flamethrower of innovation.
Huh. That's one way to put it. And they had that deadline, right? July 4th, 2026.
Yep, got to get it done by Independence Day 2026.
And it's worth noting, you know, an executive order that's a directive straight from the president to the executive branch, it carries the weight of law, basically, within that sphere.
Right, theory stuff.
So creating DOGE this way, it really underscores the administration's commitment to, like, swift, decisive action.
No messing around. And then there's Elon Musk. His role as senior advisor.
Practically leading the charge, really.
Yeah, after those talks with President Trump, it definitely injected a much-needed dose of real-world problem-solving into the bureaucracy.
Definitely shook things up.
So what did our heroes at DODE actually do during those five glorious days in April 25?
Well, April 18th, that was a big one. They dropped an announcement.
One that probably sent the elites in their ivory towers scrambling for their soy lattes.
Huh, probably. They publicly applauded the National Science Foundation.
NSF? A government agency praising another one for doing something smart. Is that allowed?
Apparently so. Specifically for canceling a staggering 402 DEI grants.
Wow, 402 diversity, equity, and inclusion grants gone. How much money are we talking?
What's really interesting here is the scale. It totaled $233
million. Million.
Yep. $233 million. This wasn't just, you know, trimming the edges. It was a significant reevaluation of where taxpayer money's going.
About time.
And DOGE highlighted one example, didn't they?
It sure did. A $1 million grant for, get this, anti-racist teacher leadership for statewide transformation.
$1 million for that.
$1 million to teach teachers how to be anti-racist. Give me a break.
Well, it certainly illustrates the kind of spending DOGE decided was no longer in the best interest of, you know, the American people.
You think. DOGE rightly pointed out that future grants will focus on good old-fashioned American values.
Like merit.
Merit, competition, equal opportunity, and excellence. Imagine that. Funding things that actually, you know, work.
It really signaled a shift, didn't it, towards prioritizing results over woke ideology, at least in how federal dollars are being spent.
A massive shift.
Exactly. A fundamental change in the criteria for federal funding, emphasizing measurable outcomes, broad benefit, not just ticking ideological boxes.
Okay, so that was the 18th. What else happened?
The story doesn't end there. Just 2 days later, April 20th, the DOGE website.
Doge.gov, folks. Go check it out. See the efficiency in action.
That's the one. They unveiled some truly impressive number.
Impressive. Try eye-watering. They reported total estimated savings had ballooned to, what was it?
A whopping $160 billion.
Billion. With a B. That's a $20 billion jump from their last report in March.
A $20 billion increase in just over a month.
You can practically hear the swamp draining. Tosh loosh.
Huh. And they even broke down how they were doing it. It wasn't just one thing.
Right. It was like a three-pronged attack on government waste.
Exactly. Terminating grants, axing unnecessary contracts.
And even getting out of costly leases, right?
Yes. The specifics are quite telling. Let's see. 9,699 grant terminations.
Okay.
Saving about $33 billion there.
$33 billion just from grants.
Then 8,454 contract terminations. That freed up around $30 billion.
Another 30. Wow.
And 643 lease terminations, smaller numbers relatively, but still $311 million in savings.
Still over 300 million bucks.
And to put that in perspective for everyday patriots, DOGE estimated, well, they figured it out per taxpayer.
How much do I get back?
Roughly $993.79 saved per individual federal taxpayer.
Whoa, almost $1,000.
Real money.
That's enough to buy a whole lot of freedom fries or, you know, pay some bills the Democrats created.
Huh? It puts a real number on the efficiency drive.
It really does. Now, you can't talk DOGE without talking. The man, the myth, the legend. Elon Musk. Interestingly, during this exact 5-day period, April 17th and 22nd, he was surprisingly quiet on X about DOGE.
That's a fascinating point. His X account was still active, right? Talking Starlink, posting those cryptic emojis he loves.
Oh, yeah. Business as usual there.
Yeah.
Just nothing specific about these DOGE announcements or savings figures.
Maybe he felt the results spoke for themselves. Or maybe just laser focused on the next big thing internally.
Could be. But the rumor mill. Oh, it was definitely churning about his long-term involvement.
Yes, the reports from early April.
Suggesting he might step down by the end of May? Something about a 130-day limit for special government employees?
That was a speculation. Even outlets like The Guardian.
The fake news Guardian.
And the local Fox affiliate in D.C. were buzzing about it.
You know you're making waves when they're talking about you. Must be doing something right.
It certainly highlights the intense public and media interest in his role, doesn't it? And what his continued involvement might mean.
For sure.
But it's important to remember, as of April 22nd, these were still just speculations, no official confirmation of any departure.
Right. Just rumors and leftist wishful thinking, probably. And you've got to hand it to DOGE, though. They seem to be trying to be transparent.
How so?
Their website, doge.gov, again, it features this mind-bogglingly huge government org chart.
Oh, I saw that. How many offices was it?
Over 16,000.
16,000 offices.
Yep. No wonder things move slower than molasses in January in D.C.
Wow. Well, including a chart that detailed really underscores the sheer size and complexity of the bureaucracy DOGE is trying to streamline.
Exactly. And they had plans to upload receipts, too.
That's right. Plans to upload receipts and even provide an API.
API. Nerd talk.
Application programming interface. Basically a way for tech-savvy folks to access and analyze their data directly.
Okay, so more openness.
Significant steps towards greater accountability and transparency, yes.
So what's the bottom line here, folks? What's the takeaway from this snapshot in April 25?
Well, it really looks like DOGE, under that initial guidance from Elon and the Trump administration,
was hard at work doing exactly what it was set up to do, cutting the fat, trying to bring some common sense back to government spending.
Taking aim specifically at things like those DEI programs that often seem more about, well,
virtue signaling. Wokeness gone wild.
Then actual results, let's say.
Right.
And the consistent progress, you know, the increase in savings, $20 billion more in just a month. It suggests a sustained, effective effort.
Across different areas, too. Grants, contracts, leases.
Right. And while Elon Musk's X feed might have been quiet on DOGE that specific week, his initial involvement undeniably played a huge role.
Oh, absolutely. Setting the tone, shaping the mission, getting the public fired up about it.
Exactly. Shaping the direction and the public perception.
It definitely makes you think. This whole DOGE initiative is a bold move. A real shakeup to the status quo the elites love so much.
It is.
And it's all about making our government more efficient, more responsible with our tax dollars. Finally.
A testament to President Trump's vision, perhaps, and Elon's get it done attitude.
You got it.
Yeah.
Hopefully they keep the momentum going, keep finding those savings, keep draining that swamp.
Indeed. It certainly raises important questions about how quickly and effectively large government organizations can adapt and modernize.
If they have the right leadership.
When driven by a clear mandate and, yes, innovative leadership.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive, patriots. Keep the faith. Keep right. Your eyes peeled.
And keep demanding accountability from Washington.
We encourage you to maybe look into this more yourselves. Think about the long-term impact if this kind of efficiency push continues.
What could it really mean for the country?
Something to chew on. Until next time, stay vigilant and remember.
God bless the USA.